To live deadpan
is to suffer. To avoid suffering, one must not live.
Deadpan.
But then one suffers from not
deadpan
living. Therefore, to live
deadpan
is to suffer, not to
deadpan
is to suffer. To suffer is to suffer. To be happy is to live
deadpan.
To be happy, then, is to suffer, but suffering makes one unhappy. Therefore, to be unhappy, one must
deadpan
or
deadpan
to suffer or suffer from too much happiness. I hope you're getting this down.
I never want to marry. I just want to get divorced.
Hey, and this is the Deadpan Podcast, a little help from War Pigs this week. So yeah, so we have a little bit of War Pigs mixed in with the intro this week, which is... So I'm your host, Jack Mangan, and you are listening to... This is Deadpan number 120... Right. There's actually a decent number of things in this episode. We actually have a whole bunch of content. We have something from Amy Bowen, and we also have some other stuff from... oh, fuck it.
Hey, are you into hacking your iPod and learning some cool computer tricks?
Nobody wants to hear about that stuff. Do you want to learn about cool gaming tricks and tips?
Gaming is stupid. Come on. People want a podcast about upgrading their TiVos and cool utilities.
No, people want a podcast about the geek lifestyle.
I don't know what podcast you're talking about, but all the great tech stuff is on the GeekCast.
Really? Well, all the great gaming and movie stuff is on the GeekCast, too.
If you're looking for the best alternative to Internet Explorer, using great RAM on your Mac or stealth ways to secure your PC, the GeekCast is the podcast for you.
If you're looking for geek jargon, movie references, and gaming talk, then the GeekCast is the podcast for you.
From secret Contra codes
to programming in Fortran, the GeekCast is the podcast for you.
Come check us out at www.geekcastonline.com
or search the GeekCast on iTunes.
The GeekCast, podcasting at the speed of the internet.
We're ready to believe you.
Nerd!
Mr. Mangan, got you some lyrics.
Oh, damn.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
I don't think there's any shame in the fact that I love this song when I was 14 years old when it was originally released on Quiet Riot's Metal Health album. However, the lyrics are really, really stupid. This is called Slick Black Cadillac. Ooh, just a big black set of wheels is what it takes to get me off. I'm gonna drive all night. Spin my wheels all night. It feels all right. It feels all right. I don't need no driver's license. I'm too reckless to survive. It's like a carburetor instigator. Feels all right. Feels all right. Driving in a slick black Cadillac. It's got solid gold hubcaps. It makes me feel like a king. I only need one thing, and that's a slick black Cadillac. You know, I got a fully equipped rock and roll machine. At speeds that take me high, high, high. At Dead Man's Curve, I only hear one word. Drive, drive, drive. Drive, drive, drive. My machine is making headlines. It gives me love and everything. It's like an institution of revolution. It feels all right. Feels all right. Driving in a slick black Cadillac. It's got solid gold hubcaps. It makes me feel like a king. I only need one thing, and that's a slick black Cadillac. I got the coppers on my tail. Just for me. An APB. The sirens spinning. Though it's me who's winning. They're after me. They're after me. Before they know just what happened, I disappeared to their surprise. I got a Cadillac monkey on my back. And I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Driving in a slick black Cadillac. It's got solid gold hubcaps. It makes me feel like a king. I only need one thing, and that's a slick black Cadillac. Slick black Cadillac. It's got solid gold hubcaps. Slick black Cadillac. I lay it down, spin wide, and get laid in back. Oh yeah. Driving in a slick black Cadillac. It makes me feel like a king, all right.
Hello, Jack. This is Curtin St. George with some more cliche lyrics. Now, before I start, I want to say I did a little research. And according to Wikipedia, this song was a hit. It topped out at number 5 on the Billboard charts back in the day. And the album it came from went to number 1 and sold an estimated 5 million copies. Now, when I first read the lyrics to this song, I couldn't decide whether this is just a case of cliche lyrics, or did the lyricist have a problem with stuttering, or something like Tourette's syndrome, only without the foul language. I'll let the deadpanites out there decide. It goes like this. Well, I take whatever I want. And baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me, I've got something for you. Come on, come on, come on and do it. Come on and do what you do. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. Well, it's late, and I want love. Love that's going to break me in two. Don't hang me up in your doorway. Don't hang me up like you do. Come on, come on, come on and do it. Come on, come on, do what you do. I can't get enough of your love. 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 I gotta tell you, baby, that I love you so much. I can't get enough of your love. I love you so much. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. You know what I'm saying, baby? Can't get enough of your love. Can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love, yeah. Oh, come on, baby. Come on and give it right now. Oh. And that was Can't Get Enough by Bad Company. From the album Bad Company.
The top two definitions currently at UrbanDictionary.com for Jim Morrison are as follows. Excess Gay says, Jim Morrison, a great American poet, he had an extraordinary mind, but believed that intoxication was his muse. He changed the face of music forever. His band The Doors was very popular in the 60s and 70s, but was no more when Jim died of heart failure in 1971. Number two, by Anonymous. Jim Morrison is God. He's the all-time best rock poet in the universe. He rapes all rap artists who think they can sing. His singing touches everyone who listens to him. The Doors were the all-time coolest 60s band led by Jim. And in italics, Jim Morrison sings great and puts on a good show. Nelly eats dick. And some Jim Morrison lyrics that I posted on the deadpan board. Back by The Doors, this is Backdoor Man. Wah, yeah. Come on, yeah. Yeah, come on, yeah. Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah, ma. Yeah, I'm a backdoor man. I'm a backdoor man. The men don't know, but the little girl understand. Hey, all you people that are trying to sleep, I'm out to make it with my midnight dream, yeah. Because I'm a backdoor man. The men don't know. But the little girls understand. All right, yeah. You men eat your dinner. Eat your pork and beans. I eat more chicken than any man ever seen. Yeah, yeah. I'm a backdoor man, wah. The men don't know. But the little girl understand. Well, I'm a backdoor man. I'm a backdoor man. Whoa, baby, I'm a backdoor man. The men don't know, but the little girls understand.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
The Questers from FPM. A Serial by Amy Bowen. Episode 5. The Traveling Merchant. The Centaur Court was much like every marketplace the travelers had ever seen before, with a few noticeable differences. Everyone was moving at an easy, relaxed pace. No one seemed to be hurrying or pushing their way through the crowds. The rows of stalls were spaced further apart than they would be in a typical marketplace in the living world. This extra open space was occupied by acrobats, musicians, and other kinds of performers. There were many more performers than the questers were used to seeing in marketplaces, and yet no one was throwing coins at them. Instead, when one of them finished performing, someone in the audience would give him an object. John and Amy led the way through the marketplace. Their whole party scanned the stalls for any merchant who had spices to sell. At first, they saw none. Then, when they reached the end of a row of stalls, something caught Joe's eye. It was a large, many-wheeled mechanical contraption made of shining brass and steel. The shorter front section of the contraption had pipes and rivets everywhere, as well as a set of steps leading up to a seating compartment for the driver. The longer, rear section was an unadorned rectangular metal box, long enough and tall enough for many people to stand inside. Joe counted 9 brass wheels on the side of the contraption he could see.
"Hey, look!"
said Joe.
"I think that's Gaudat Imptor."
"Wow," said Amy. "Let's go see." They approached the man standing at the bottom of the steps leading up to the driver's compartment. He had the look of one who had seen many years of travel. He wore a plain, comfortable shirt and pants, and a cap with a bill. The cap had the words Infinity Trucking Company embroidered on it.
"Hello, you must be Trucker Overdrive."
"My reputation precedes me,"
said Trucker Overdrive, taking Joe's hand.
"Oh, you're living people. What brings you to the Centaur Court?"
"Well, we're looking for garlic salt. It's a little awkward, but we needed to get rid of an undead microbe infection, which I hope I didn't just pass on to you."
"You didn't. I've been dead for a while. Undead microbes won't affect me."
"Oh, good. I mean, good about the not infecting you, not so much about the being dead bit. Sorry."
The merchant nodded understandingly.
"I do happen to have some underworld garlic salt, but what will you give me in return?"
Joe looked at Amy, who said, "We have 5,000 FPM crowns."
"FPM crowns are no good down here. I need something more real."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, it turns out to be true what they say. You can't take money with you when you die, or at least not very much of it. So, except for the ferryman, nobody down here ever uses money. Instead, we barter for things, using either goods or deeds as payment. If you want my garlic salt, you'll have to do something useful or interesting that benefits me and the other patrons of this marketplace. Unless you have stuff that you're willing to trade."
"I have this old dead pen,"
said Ed.
"I was told to give it to a blacksmith, and tell him to reforge it into whatever he wants. Would that help?"
"That's a good start. That'll only earn you enough garlic salt for yourself, though not enough for the whole party. I suggest you all work together to do something."
"I see. We will discuss our payment among ourselves and report back to you. Please excuse us for a moment." The group followed Amy away from the vehicle called Gaudat Emptor. When they were standing at the far corner of one of the intersections between rows, out of Trucker Overdrive's earshot, Amy stopped and they all gathered into a tight circle. "Well," To tell you the truth, I don't have a clue what we can all do together. We're not all martial artists or magicians or anything. Any ideas?
We could put on a play,
said John.
You can't be serious,
said Wanderwolf.
Why not?
We're not all actors, either.
We don't all have to be. You won't have to say a word if you don't want to. I can do all the talking and everyone else can act out the parts. Anyway, Trucker Overdrive only said that we had to do something together. He didn't say we had to do it well.
You've got a point. I'll ask him about that when we go back to talk to him again. But for now, let's assume you're right about that, John. I think putting on a play is a great idea. Unless someone has another suggestion, I say we do it. No one had any other suggestions. All right, that's what we'll do then.
Which of our country's stories shall we reenact?
John was very excited about the prospect.
The story of the Uber Nemesis and his quest for the armor of the Kraken?
There aren't enough parts in that for all of us to play. Anyway, it's too long and complicated. I think we should pick something short and simple, something we won't have to spend too much time preparing. That means it should be something we all know pretty well, too.
I agree.
John looked at Rhea.
Hey, Rhea, didn't I hear you say something last night about taking a few lessons from the Rabbit of Kaer Banog?
Yes. Mischief gleamed in Rhea's eyes.
Are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
Well, let's see. Can you jump that far?
Yes. I can act scary and play dead, too.
We're definitely thinking the same thing.
What are you two thinking?
We're thinking we should do the Killer Rabbit sketch as our play.
You guys are awesome. I say we do it.
Can I be Bors?
Of course. Everybody can be whoever they want to be. Does anyone else have a preference?
I kind of want to be Tim.
Okay, then. I'll be King Arthur,
said Jeremy.
I'll be Sir Galahad.
That leaves me to be Brother Maynard, right?
That's right.
Great. Now that we have an idea of what we can do, let's go tell Trucker Overdrive and find out if he'll accept our play as payment. We can work out the rest of the details later.
Okay. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Questers from FPM, a serial by Amy Bowen. Thanks to Justa Joe, Jack Jaffe, Ed from Texas, Paul Mackey, Jack Hosley, Rhea Dynas, and Chris Kolisch for contributing their voices to this episode. The music heard in this episode was Journey's End by Guardian Mind Mix, available at the PodSafe Music Network.
You are listening to Jack Mason's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. You're all fucking mad.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix.
Climb! CJ says, Bunny, me too. My iPod Touch doesn't leave the house without me, nor I without it. I do so love it. And yes, briefly exchange words with Jack. He's got to talk to, quotes, his people, close quotes, and then he'll get back to us with more details. Parentheses, Jack's so important, and you know, ellipsis, quotes, all that, close quotes, so it's hard to pin him down anyway, close parentheses. Haha, quotes, pin him down, close quotes, star, swoon, star. Ditto says, I disagree, Van. It's their software. They can choose what devices to work with it. They can choose what devices work with it. And there are good reasons why Apple would choose to do so. Take this not unlikely scenario. Someone synced a device with iTunes and the device got damaged. It's not inconceivable that this person would try and sue Apple because of this. If Apple didn't try and actively stop such abuse, then they could be found liable. So, this behavior makes good business and legal sense. Justa Joe says, watched A Prairie Home Companion the other night. I think I kind of liked it. It was just about odd enough to consider for a Lollapalooza. Could have gone a little more out there for me, though. Vanamon says,
http://www.mirror.co.uk/news/weird-world/2009/06/13/man-who-brinks-daughter's-breast-milk-to-combat-cancer-115875-214-36530/ J.R. Murdoch says, "Beware my mutant desktop. Bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha." Imaginary Number says, "My first, quote, real, close quotes, job was actually at a Panda Express at a local mall. I've seen what goes into that stuff, slash Killjoy." And the, what is this, seventh and final nipple of the week? Nomad Scry says, "I'm late, aren't I? I'm always late. Piff. Happy day you were born on, CJ. May the next time be far away, equals D."
Hello, Deadpan. This is the Energizer Bunny, and I am going to do the contents of my spam filter. This was just in the last 24 hours, and there's 22 messages. I'm just going to read the subject lines. There's a couple of them. The subject lines are just re and blank. And then, of course, you'll delete them because I don't think I have anything, but we will see. So the first one is, "Your stiff wang equals her moans. We provide inexpensive tablets for every illness. AAA top quality designer replica, rep one ICA watches. 100% exact as original from $180. Take care of your health with Canadian Pharmacy," which I find particularly strange since I'm Canadian. "Experience for yourself the excitement of winning real money online. Forget about low spirits and be in a fantastic mood all the time." Oh, another one for AAA top quality designer rep one ICA watches. "Women form Q when you got as much night energy as this Don Juan maker."
All right. Yeah, that's it. It's been an episode. Well, it's been an episode except for the keyboard clicking you hear in the background and some outro babble that will threaten to go into the thing I detest in podcasting, diary podcasting.
Diarrhea! Fast diarrhea! Fast diarrhea! Fast diarrhea!
So I'm just going to read aloud here the template for just about every email I'm going to send over, I don't know, every email I've sent in the past couple of months, and hope possibly every email I'm going to send in the next few months. Ready? Here goes. "Hey, sorry it took me so long to get back to you. Things have been kind of nuts." So that has been the case, and you know, hopefully that won't continue to be the case. But anyway, there was some good news earlier today. I actually had a thought. It was a real thought of my own. It was original, and it was a real thought. So that was a promising sign for me. So if I owe you an email, then apologies. And if you have some content into me that you have not yet heard on Deadpan, then apologies for not yet playing it. But I would say it truly is lost in the shuffle because I believe the reserves are absolutely depleted. I believe there's absolutely nothing left. We're in a Deadpan content dearth. Well, except for the second half of the contents of the Energizer Bunny spam filter. The dramatic conclusion to that will appear in probably in the next Deadpan episode. So please get me some stuff. Get me stolen lyrics. Get me, I don't know, funny stories, dumbass memories. Send some voicemails in. The voicemail line has been a little dusty the past few weeks. That phone number is a Seattle number. It's 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. The fact that it's in Seattle is completely irrelevant. You can also email me stuff. My email is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Some cool news. Emery and Rich of the Horror Addicts podcast is going to run 16 pieces at a time.
the Wonder Radio Players version. In fact, I believe on very soon upcoming, nice grammar, very soon upcoming podcast show. So listen to Horror Addicts, which you should listen to anyway, because she's actually got a great following, does a great job over there. Very impressive site, very impressive show, very impressive production. And they've really got their niche. They're the masters of their niche. Who thought niche was fun to say? It's not even that late, and I'm freaking tired now, outro babbling. So check out Horror Addicts. And I actually conducted a little bit of a conversation with her. Not in real time, though, and hopefully I will get a real-time conversation with her. And anyway, I'm going to stop babbling now, because it has been a fun episode. What I want you to think about, seriously think about, as you heard during the comments reading, Prairie Home Companion, the Garrison Keillor, I guess, you know, the film, the Robert Altman film, or I guess Garrison Keillor has books, and he also is an NPR radio presence. I'm guessing that we're talking about the film. That was a suggestion to do for a Deadpan Palooza. There have also been tons of other suggestions, and we've kicked around the idea of doing an album, something like Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. I only say that because it's semi-accessible, and most of us have heard it and are familiar with it. And most people don't hate it. Even if you don't love it, you probably don't hate it. It could be a concept album. The Wall is a bit long and heavy and expensive if you don't own it. BitTorrent. And there's also, you know, Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche is another famous concept album. But they're not that heavy, but it's also not that accessible, and it's probably a little more obscure. It can also not be a concept album. It can be the Ramones' greatest hits. So that's just a thought. It doesn't have to be an album. Our last Palooza was a graphic novel. We did The Watchmen. It can certainly be another graphic novel, comic book. It can be a novel. I'd suggest a short one so that everyone has time to read it, you know, taking into account everyone's schedules and all that stuff. I know some people have talked about Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson, which is a brilliant book. I love that book. I think Neal Stephenson's a brilliant author. But, but. If we think we can make that work and that everyone can participate, then let's do it. Or we can go back to films. There's lots left. And also bear in mind the characters from our next Palooza will appear in the subsequent Duel of the Fates, which will be a Deadpan Palooza-based Duel of the Fates. And if you're wondering what that's all about, then you'll have to talk to me in the future. Email me if you're curious, or keep listening. Stay tuned. Talk on the comments page. We hit a whole bunch of comments. We surpassed 500 in a shortened week. So the comments conversation is alive and well at Deadpan. So I'm going to wrap up here. Very abruptly. Here comes some music. Deadpan is the way. Darth. I've been Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the guy who almost forgot to have an a.k.a. name for the show. And this has been Deadpan number 129. It's 129. 129.
129.
Thank you.
Thank you.
totally broke that pound now, I'm sorry.
Excellent.